Hello, and thank you for joining us to the New Life series, Talks with Dr. Michael Lyman. Hello, Dr. Lyman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazaz. Hello. And we are happy to talk today in the studio about communication, a subject we began in the other programs, and we're going to continue it now. We want to learn the new life through communication. Communication is a foundation in our lives, and it also defines the quality of relations between us. And here we started to learn from Rav Lightman, who's teaching us the integral approach to life, how to implement new types of communication between us to reach a new quality of life. And we spoke about the quality of communication between people is what makes our lives better, and our entire evolution is based on this communication. And in this talk, we want to focus on a certain direction. Nitza, please start. So you mentioned in the previous show, you talked about two-way communication, that our current communication is one-sided with the goal of seeing how we can take advantage of other people outside ourselves. And here you're saying that's a natural system that was given to us from nature. We don't need to develop it. It happened by itself. What has to happen now is to transform from one-sided communication outward toward myself, the other part from me outwards, which actually also exists, but we're going to discover it above the current connection. And then you took this term and you connected it to a term that we hear many times that you talk about, the term of the intention behind the desire and the thought. And then we'd really like to connect this idea of two-sided and intention, because you said I have desires, I have thoughts, and my intention is actually the desire, correct? The level of intentions instead of level of desires, and that's what has to change. In other words, the intention. The minute I change my intention, that means I change my direction from thinking about from outward inward to use everyone. It's the exact opposite. And then I had this thought, a very big thought. I thought about everything you presented as a complete communication where every individual has to attain the other individuals and then somehow integrate them in himself. It's like you're organizing data. You have to take all the data into account, and then it becomes part of me. Not exactly, but here, when I'm processing the data, I'm doing it according to my desire, according to what I get out of it. And here, in the new type of communication, I am doing it according to their desire. I am connecting not out of my desire, but from their desire. What I can do in order to fill their desire. And then we began to talk at the end of the show that two individuals make a connection between them. You can say even one person can begin this process to rise to a higher level of communication. The question is, how truly does it happen inside the system? Inside the system, there's so many parts. So every part has to truly learn all the other parts, or is there some kind of equation? I'm looking for a shortcut. How do we absorb all these connections at the end of the day? Is there some way? The way is simple. Also the communication devices that we're developing, and also the way we're developing in our desires, our independent development. It's the same approach. To take the desire of the public as determining and the desire of himself as carrying out. Just like a mother with her baby, she, like a machine, she carries out everything that's good for the baby. In a natural manner, we see that nature organizes it in order to give an opening, a breakthrough to the new life, we must have someone that is carrying out the public's wishes. That's how it works at the level where nature is not obligating us, but leaving us free to choose and to act. Our role is to build the connection, to build it through the connection, not to build, but to discover it. Because the entire system exists, but it's hidden from us. We're not building anything, we're simply discovering. We don't have anything in nature to build. We can only discover. So can we say that communication is a means for discovering the connection between us? Can we say that this, what is communication? Let's, the integration, the word in English is communication. That's very rough, just like all of English is. It's a very clumsy language. That talks about things in a very material manner. But if we're talking in the correct manner about communication, communication is I can connect to another on the condition that I am integrated with him, and he can connect with me to the extent that he is integrated with me. Then we have mutual communication. In this mutuality, what is the intention? If we're talking about two boxes, then each one has to suit itself to the other so that the other will understand him. And then, to the extent that they need one another, they use one another. That's called the corporeal communication, one-sided. From each one, what do I get from you? And if we're talking about complete communication, then I'm working above it with an intention, what will you get from me? In this case, the communication is complete, perfect, because I'm using everything that I have, and in that, I'm going to fill everything that I find in the other. What's happening apart from my desire, my capacity, my ability, my attributes, my deficiencies? I'm connecting to the attributes and deficiencies of others. I combine them with mine, and through my abilities, I fill him, and this is how I implement myself in the perfect manner. Realize myself. Because from the side of nature, I am filling myself in that, and what I'm doing is also allowing me to fill others with my filling. This is how I realize myself in the perfect manner. What do we want to achieve through communication? If I achieve only for the sake of myself, or can I achieve for the extended part of myself, for the sake of others as well? The same example as a mother, what can I say? The fact that in a natural manner she has a desire to fill her child, her baby. Does she fill herself or not? Very much so. There's no greater pleasure. Why? Why does she get out of it? Where does she have pleasure from filling the child? Because he's part of her. The fact that it's outside of her is just what we see. But actually, he is inside her. She discovers him here inside her. By doing physical acts that she is conveying to him, she fills him inside. In other words, communication works here in a two-sided manner. Through communication, we want to be connected to all of reality. I want to reach the stars. I want to go out to space. I want to know what's at the depth of the ocean, what's in the atmosphere. I want each and everything in life to grasp, to swallow. Do you understand this? Yes. The more, the merrier. How can I swallow up everything? With what type of communication? That's the question, of course. So I see that I can't swallow anything if I only work for my narrow ego. I have to go through some type of, let's say, I have to go through an intellectual barrier, psychological barrier, that if I connect with others, let's say with love, like a mother to a child, that he's mine, and I act for his sake out of my vessels, then I acquire him. I begin to feel for him also all the pleasures. To the extent that we're distant, this is how we'll be fuller. The gap between us becomes the power of connection. Again, the gap between us becomes the power of connection. The power of connection to the extent that we are, to the extent that we are connected. To the extent that I feel that I'm being filled because I'm filling you. The extent that I feel that I'm being filled because I'm filling you. What do you mean? That in that I, how can I put it? I connect to all of reality. You explained before when you said about the mother and the baby that she looks after him. She, you went like this, that she feels him here. She's filled here. He's inside of her, and it only appears that he's outside of her. But actually, she feels him inside. And this she acquired for herself. I mean, in her womb, it doesn't matter. Inside of her. The fact that she is now raising her baby, let's say, she acquired for herself, and you can see it in life very clearly, that she acquired for herself a source of pleasure and joy that she didn't have previously. She widened her ability to arrange to a wider range. So then you said, you gave the equation, the greater the gap and greater distance between myself and others, if I create with him the perfect communication and work in the mode of I'm trying to relate to him in a new manner, that what's good for him, even though it's not something that I have within me at the moment, then I am actually swallowing him like a mother naturally feels him inside. I swallowed him inside, yes? With my efforts to relate to him in this good connection, what's for his sake. If I try to see what's good for him, I swallowed him. And then here's the equation. To the extent that we're more distant, in that I will feel when I'm working for your sake that I'm more and more becoming filled. I'll feel closer. You defined it as more connected as to the extent that I feel that I'm becoming filled when I fill you. Yes? Because the distance starts to multiply the power of connection. Can you please explain that? Because the distance is this distance, if we skip over it, it multiplies the power of connection. I don't even know how to say it. In everything, to the extent that we were far away and then we connected. Of course, the power of connection is felt to the extent that we were distant from one another in time or place. So it turns out that actually, theoretically, if I'm a mother and I have a child and there's a stranger, and if I start connecting to the stranger like I connect to the baby, I'll feel him more powerfully than my baby. Yes, because there it's natural and there it is something that I built. Here it's at the level, the animal level, and there it would be at another level, at the human level. And what about the level of pleasure? It will be greater. So actually you can say that this opposition is like a unit of power and it has potential. It can be negative and positive. At the moment it's negative until it turns over. The angel of death becomes the holy angel. So the extent of opposition between these two parts becomes positive. It's reminding me a lot of things from the past, this discussion, that I learned chemistry, and I remember that there were certain materials that would radiate very strong energy when they connected. And there were some that the opposite. When you put between them, you had to put a lot of energy in to get them to connect. If we try to take this and look at our connection, what can we learn about the types of connection between us? If we want to connect in an egoistic manner, then we have to add lots of energy from the outside. If we connect in a nice way to one another, then we will radiate something in this communication. And what is this energy that comes out? What does it create in our feeling when this energy comes out? We go up stages. We create this, make this into energy for rising upward, this energy that is emitted. It raises our vessels to another level that they multiply, and we discover the new world, the connection between us. I think if we try to translate this into human language, sometimes we feel that we put tons of energy in and nothing happens, and there's other connections where something in the meeting between people suddenly, but it's natural. That's an example, yes, a reflection of what we're talking about in a natural manner. There we discover a great surplus of energy that's working to two directions. Our vessels become wider. Our communication tools become wider. Our capacity becomes wider. Our vessels of feeling become wider. And then we feel a different level of existence. Let's try to take another perspective. You mentioned before that the connection is between two opposite forces. Now let's say that is a condition. Without that, there can't be communication. There can't be communication between two things that are similar to one another. Communication to the extent that they're similar, but at their foundation, they must be opposite. Communication must be... It can only exist when we have two things that are opposite to one another that connect between them. Okay. Let's try to take it to the world of the male world and the female world. It's exactly correct. They're completely opposite to one another, but we still find things that are in common. Nature has already prepared us for this. And if we find common things, then we have a connection. And if we don't, then we don't. And it depends at what level. We can see it at all different levels. That there's bugs, frogs, monkeys, tigers, people. What's the difference between them? The level of connection that they can make between them. At the living level, this is connection is given in an instinctive manner from nature, natural manner, and then we see to the extent that we're more developed, the level of development is more developed. So the communication is different, even to the extent that if people, it's through language and writing, the level of communication pushed him to develop things, and also his life. The foundation of life is all male and female, to bring children, create a home. But in less developed forms, they only exist to raise their offspring and nothing more. We see the type of communication, connection is the essence of life. But in that we evaluate all the other levels. You define it as the connection between opposites. There can be no connection if there's no opposition. It's a basic condition. There has to be a gap that the communication comes about. The word communication already says there's a gap between this and that. And then according to the gap between this and that, you have the ability to connect above the gap, to close the gap. That's the essence of communication. You said that all the development of life in nature is through opposition, to create more and more perfect communication. So we have opposites that create communication, and afterwards these two opposite parts become stronger, they develop, the communication between them also has to develop, and then they develop more, and then they have to communicate more. That's the process. The opposites multiply and become wider and larger, and also the communication between them obligates them to connect between them to all kinds of new types of communication. And this is how life develops. So through this development of life, you see all kinds of movies where this one goes to that one. So now let's say in general, opposites that connect through communication. So you mean life develops in like a triangle with a cone like this and a cone like this. So now let's take it from general to specifics about males and females and the development of life. There's two forces, you said, plus and minus. Now let's direct it to male and female. There's a foundation like that and a female foundation. And then life continues onward. Is there a difference or similarity between connections of males in nature? If we agree that there's a female foundation and a male foundation, two opposites, then I have three different types of connections. I have connections between males, I have connections between females, and I have connections between females and males, right? Can you talk about, can you explain what's happening here? It's a sea of things, an ocean of things. Let's go step by step. What for? Today, when we're talking about that we can, you're teaching complete communication now. And in this complete communication, I have two parts, you and I, that you taught me until now in this conversation, how I can create complete communication with you and acquire an entirely new life, acquire all of reality. Now I want to understand, through this communication between one individual and another, are there nuances, different? These two parts can be, it can be a male and a female, and it can be a female with a female. There's nothing else. Is the building of this complete communication between two individuals get different highlights in these three different situations. Now, a person that wants to realize this communication you spoke about. In every communication, you have a giver and a taker, even between two males, two females, and between male and female. That's a relative thing. Therefore, we don't need to divide them into the three options. There's always only one option, which is that everyone in their connection gives to the other and receives from the other. That's it. In a mutual way. So everyone presents himself to the other as a male and a female, each and every person. The only question is, what is foundation and what comes afterwards? Nothing more. Each and every one of us toward the connections has to be also male and female, otherwise there won't be a perfect connection. I can't receive if I don't give. I can't give if I don't receive. There has to be a mutual connection. And there's also a question here. What is the goal of the connection? Here in our world also it exists, but the goal of connection is that everyone wants to enjoy to the maximum. That's the one-sided connection you're talking about. But if we want to build perfect connection, then we have to take into account only the other person's interest. That in myself, instead of myself, I take him and I fill him with my entire capacity. So that's what I want to clarify. There's no special highlights. If I'm male or female, it doesn't matter. Who are you connecting to, a male or female? It doesn't matter. It's generic. So this model of communication, it's one size for all. We're finished with this? I'm trying to think about it in nature, how it looks in nature. That's a different story. We're talking about if I get the deficiency of others, what do you mean deficiency? That I can fill something in him, what he's missing. I can get a deficiency. What are you talking about, boxes and strings? So what's a deficiency? What he's missing, what he feels that he's missing, not what it appears to me, that I'm penetrating something forcibly, but what he's missing, if I take his deficiency and I go to fill him, that is actually my goal, and in that I see the realization of myself. And this is how I, in every point in life, in every place, and in every opportunity, I have to find these types of deficiencies. And it doesn't matter at what level, inanimate, animate, to the entire ecology, and of course to man, that I fill them in every possible manner. Now, this is the ideal manner. And for now, we need to make the first stage to teach them the correct communication. That's it. That is actually to find them a system how they can truly fill themselves. Because if we come from the perfect communication system, I can never fill myself. Because within me, there is this perfect communication system, and I constantly discover myself that I'm missing something if I'm filling myself. But only if I go to fill others, I will fill this empty system inside of me. Otherwise, a person just dies. I will always feel that I'm lacking something. Hang on, I want to ask. You say a person always feels a lacking in life. Something is missing. My goals, my aspirations, at the end of the day, I instantly feel I'm lacking something. I filled something inside myself. and I instantly feel something lacking and double. Okay, this we know, I think, in life. Everything I acquired after a while, it doesn't do anything for me. How do you connect it to the complete connection? Did you explain it because some kind of gap? I'm always living with a lacking. First of all, I'm assuming that I'm in the perfect communication system. The world with no end, an eternal connection with everyone. That's the perfect system of nature. I discover my communication is corrupt with a few items in this system. Only. Me with you, me with her, my mother, my father, my kids, my grandchildren, with the world a little bit, to the extent that I'm connected to it. Something very limited, one-sided, egoistic. How can I exist? That people just won't bug me at this corporal animal level. What do you mean? Inside my body, my desire, not the person in me. The person in me is everyone's only thinking about their own existence. That's clear. But I exist in a system, in a great big general system, with endless lines of communication between everyone, so that every person is connected to another person and also animate, vegetative. But let's only talk at the human level. In other words, I have to know that the extent that I try to fill myself in this natural, instinctive manner, what's inside me, in that I'm not filling myself, in that I'm not doing anything, and in that I'm not achieving any goal. In that I'm actually only existing like an animal, like the living level. What can I do? I was given an opportunity to rise to the level of communication, the next level, the higher level, in which I begin to connect in a manner where I'm integrated with everyone. If I'm talking about communication as the essence of life, then I need to organize my perfect communication with everyone. What do I need for that? To begin to integrate with everyone, to merge, to begin to try to fill everyone as if I'm a supplier of information, energy, of everything. To the extent that I want to present myself in this manner, to give myself to be of service to others, I discover inside myself the system that exists in me, the complete, perfect system, because I actually want to discover it, and it gradually becomes revealed. And then I feel every time myself is more filled and connected to everyone, rising to a higher level of communication. And what about the deficiency? You said, I always feel something lacking. Despite everything I achieve, I'm missing something. I feel this entire lacking deficiency. It exists outside of me. I feel the whole world. It's worth it for me. I feel everyone. I need another verification here about this apparatus, because I understood that you said before that the deficiency of others, the moment I begin to direct toward him, I start to look for the deficiency here, not in the cup, but I start to look at it, look for it in other people. What the other is missing, I need to rise above what I'm missing and try to feel what he's missing, how he feels himself. Okay, So I don't even look at this anymore. I'm not interested what's here, and not even with your attributes. You try to know him as he is.
As if look at him through his glasses. You feel exactly what he wants, and you give him exactly what he wants. That's it. In other words, I actually start looking for as many deficiencies of the other as possible. On his behalf, right, what he wants. Meaning that are, that do not depend on you. You have to be integrated in this from him completely to build his, it should be completely independent of you, and you should build his inner mold, his pattern within you. So it has to be like both ways. Now I kind of stop feeling that that's called full and complete communication. So it actually became now one. Right? Why should there be threads, distances, everything's one? That's called communication. But actually, you don't need systems to connect. Everything's one. So the deficiency is something good, actually, if I use it correctly. If I work with it correctly, it's a condition. Yeah. You talk a lot about threads. Oh, I want to share this with you. I got this picture. And I'd like you to try and explain this to me, maybe, from what we learned. I used to work in a very big communications company, and in that company we developed internet services. And through that line that reaches your home, if you're connected to that company, it has the ability to provide you with a certain volume, a certain very high internet connection. So they ask you how much do you want. When you call them up to ask how much you want, you say how much you want. For sure, you're asking less than what we can give you. But we check anyway how much can we provide a person that lives in that specific place according to the infrastructure we have there. Now, we can provide you with a lot. As much as you pay, that's what you get. Now, what do? We open the pipe. We have a tremendous pipe that comes to your home, but we open it only when you pay. If you pay a certain sum, we'll open so much. If you pay double, we'll open so much. Now, I got this picture when you said, you just told me, why do I all the time feel deficient? You said that really there is a network of pipelines in nature or between all the people that connects you to everyone. All the time. When I achieve something in life, it's as if I get it, you know, it's small change. It's like the pipeline is infinite. And what I get in is like this small coin, but I have a tremendous minus with respect to the infrastructure. The infrastructure is tremendous. And my ability in a one-way communication is to put in a gram as opposed to a ton that I can fill. And then you said, this pipeline is the one that actually, if I understand what you say, is what makes me miserable at the moment. It makes that everything that I achieve today in one-way communication from you or from anyone else towards me, it leaves me twice as empty, like you said. Now, in this model of the communication and the abilities, does it suit somehow? Does it fit somehow the interconnection system which exists that we just can't touch or don't touch? Is there a similarity? What you're asking is, to what extent can we be connected in the current system so that from it and on to build the right kind of system, right? I'm not sure I understand what you're asking. Again, we have some kind of an interconnection system. It's flawed. Yes, you call it one way. Suppose, okay. How can we build a good, complete, whole, full system out of it? That's what you're asking. Yes. Of course, we have to start from that. To start from that, it means to acknowledge its evil, the recognition of evil, evil hell, evil in communication, evil in what else. And to the extent to which the evil communications, it causes flaws in our life. Kids don't understand their parents, parents don't understand each other, countries don't understand one another, those that are in the industry, in commerce, in economics don't understand each other. That's our whole life is about communications. All the problems are inside the lack of communication, suppose. Okay, that's the situation. Yes, everyone knows. Okay. No, not everyone knows. Not everyone knows. We don't know. We're not aware of it. That this is the found. This is the basis of the problem. We're not aware of that. We want to treat different other things. We don't teach children for them to have a good reciprocal connection. We don't teach couples before they get married how to build the right kind of connection between them. In the university, we don't teach economists, business people. We don't teach people how to be in touch with one another. That we don't know, it doesn't mean that it's not called the recognition of evil. The recognition of evil, it means that I can't go without treating that. No one does that. No one thinks it's bad. Everyone thinks all the more, how can I use all the others even more in an even more corrupted fashion through a more deviated, distorted kind of connection, communication. That's called evil? No, no one's aware of that. The recognition of evil, it means that I can no longer touch that. It's poison. It puts me to death if I touch it. That's called the true recognition of evil and how far from it we are. And then, from that point and on, if we reach the recognition of evil, will be able to start building the right kind of connection. Then this flawed communication, along with its recognition of evil, will help us find the right kind of communication, how to build it. Just to invert it, that's it. Another field that I'd like to develop here is we talk a lot about communication. You talked about bad kind of communication that, according to your integral perception view of life, you say that is the basis for all evils and wrongs in life. Distorted communication. How? Through the good kind of communication that we want to build through these series of conversations, can we build the connection between us? What is the connection between communication and connection? How, as a result of this new communications that you speak about, the whole communications, there a connection created between us? Because suddenly I start feeling what's in your heart, what's in your mind, and the other way around, we become as one. We can no longer be in that wrong kind of communication. We're integrated in one another. We're as one. That's how all of us become as one. Yes, Nitsa? I felt that you want to ask about that. Not yet. I'm building the question. This one, what is this one? You started from opposites. What does this triangle mean? Everything's possible, only that the connection between the parts is... Everything stays the way it was. Only the connection between the parts, it's clear how opposite, how distant from one another they are, how they even hate each other. And alongside with that, how now they build a connection between them, and that gives intensity. The connection between opposites, that's communication. And that doesn't change. It never disappears. It's never revoked. It's connection between opposites. On the one hand, infinite distance between the two, and on the other hand, there are two in one place. And we discovered that in quantum physics as well, in different new phenomena, that we're already in a nature that propels us, that's really pushing us towards a new level. Interesting that you say, because while you're giving this explanation, I'm trying to grasp these ideas, I'm asking myself, how is it that today we are in the 21st century, and I, as a modern person, can say that the thing which I'd like more than anything in life is to have my quiet, my corner, for everything to be okay there. And you come and say, look, this aspiration of yours that everything will be fine in your little corner, it won't bring you anywhere. First of all, you'll feel that you're lacking. Whatever you have in that corner of yours, you'll always be lacking. And there is a new kind of communication system, which is a communication in favor of others. And through that, you will acquire something whole, perfect, limitless. You'll break through all boundaries and achieve complete rest, tranquility. Okay, now, when you talked about the maximum oppositeness and atop it the connection, there are two phases here. The maximum opposition, oppositeness, meaning the lack of desire for someone to get into my corner, this I identify with 100%. How are you going to build something good atop that? This I don't know. What made me happy is that finally I really found myself. You said, it won't disappear. My aspiration to be only in my corner, in the so-called, you say that it's okay, so I'm already calm. But what do you mean? You're driving into opposite roads. You say both this is okay and that is okay. The true communication is connection between opposite things. Were we to know how to do this, there wouldn't have been any strifes, wars. We wouldn't have been into... We would understand that everyone is opposite, and how do we complete each other and not fall into strife, but through completion. That's the difference. To continue your line, I really identified with it, because what does he actually describe? He says, to be in my corner is to be, you know, to have rest, tranquility. Now, connection, it's something that demands effort. Yeah, I don't want to see anyone. And you're saying that this effort, it's the very opposite to what we want, to the tranquility that we want. It's to rest as a result of you suffering from the lack of the right kind of communication, that you can connect, but you're not capable. And as a result, you have this despair and this ickable feeling. But were you to cross the psychological border, you would discover how the connection is good, nice, appealing, and gives you rest and openness. And it's not hard, but on the contrary, it's truly tranquility for the soul, as cold water on a tired soul. Now you want to shut your eyes. I understand that. Have some drug, you know, to live in nirvana till the end of life. I get you. No, not necessarily a drug. Suppose all the people that take a truck, put everyone on the truck, make them disappear. I'll do what I have to do calmly. Today, people, they're creating negative stuff for me. I agree 100%. Let me be on some remote island and for no one to ever come visit me. That's the most important thing. I would have been satisfied for sure. You know me, that I'm ready to shut myself in my room and never come out. I identify with you. And many people do identify with this depiction. Now you just said, however, first of all, till the end of the conversation, I'm calmer. You said that this aspiration will only grow. And now the very opposite. This is what I don't get. If this aspiration for rest will grow, for the lack of connection with others, because that the kind of connection you have now is wrong, and nonetheless your aspiration for the wrong kind of connection will grow, that really suffocates you in order for you to find that breaking through point to that next level, the right kind of connection. Being in the corner, this I understand. Suffering brings a person to that corner. No, but now we're developing our awareness. So listen to what I'm saying. I hear you. I'm asking you, as someone who teaches me the integral perception, you're not despaired to begin with. Look, my job is to teach people the right kind of communication, connection between them. You're asking how? Yeah, what will drag them out of their resting point? The right environment. A person has to get into an environment, not like the phony, corrupted communications company he worked for, but into a true system of communications, and such an environment where people want to build such communications between them that they can reach the whole world and also teach the others how to be connected to that same environment, to that same system, until that system will spread out to the whole world. A person needs that system. It's present. It's there. He just has to get into it and start working in it, and then he'll feel support and a goal and a path. He'll find a solution for all of the frustrations, and you can't escape. It won't help. You can't. But specifically here is the entrance into the right kind of solution. So he can do that. He has a communication system. I'd like to ask about one more angle. No. Suppose we're propelling in this process and I start building a whole communications, the right kind of communication systems for me toward others. Is that tranquility which I aspire for today in my quiet corner? I want to be in both. Is it okay? I want to be both quiet in my corner and from it to be interconnected through that whole complete kind of communication system with others. You will feel that that whole complete communication system with others is your quiet corner, meaning that your connection with the rest of the world, that's you, that's your home, and no foreigner can come in there because you become integrated with everyone and they become you. There isn't anyone who is a stranger. It says, write it on the plates of your heart, not in your notebook. If that's how you treat foreign people in order to unite with them, they become you. They become an inseparable part. You don't feel where he is, where you are. All of the communication, it really comes, narrows down into adhesion between you. And then there is no one who disturbs you, does something like this, like that. There are no authorities. Everything's one authority. the higher force of nature, complete bestowal, love, unity. Only this way can you reach a communication, meaning a whole perfect life. You mentioned short circuit. Short circuit, it means that we're so connected. In life, it's a, you know, it has a bad connotation, so maybe it's not the right word. But what I mean by it is adhesion between two opposites, or between opposites, not necessarily two. How? When I will create a complete whole communication toward others, the whole world is your corner. Okay, let's take Nitsa. Nitsa, suppose she'll also be a good student and she will build a perfect communication. So, no problem. No one disturbs or the other. There is an infinite dimensions in this, meaning each feels the whole of reality being him, and there's no one alongside with that. Each has the same reality. Again, two opposite perceptions in this direct and opposite perception. What can you do? In our mind, it doesn't yet combine or fall into place, but that's how it is. I think that here we're finishing our conversation. There's a lot what to think about. Thank you very much, Dr. Leitner. Thank you very much, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.